Yeah.
Lucio Dorico, I hope I'm not disturbing you. Oh, you're not dressed.
Who is it?
C'est Monsieur Seville.
Oh, brilliant. Send him in.
Come in.
Mr. Dorico.
Mr. Saville?
Apologies for my not being dressed.
Why, all right. It's nothing I've not seen before.
Oh, best not to talk about boarding school at this age.
Oh, come here.
Let the warmth of this embrace feed the pleasure of my heart. You always give such great hugs.
Yet another element of boarding school we should never speak of.
Well, this is some comfort. After the reception I met with in your hall, I prepared my mind as I came up the stairs for a bonjour, a grimace, and an adieu.
What are you talking about?
The EU downstairs. What the devil is the meaning of the flock of foreigners below, with their parchment faces and snuffy whiskers? What? Can't an Englishman stand behind your carriage? Buckle your shoe, brush your coat, or do some other task that you might need? Are they not good enough for you?
Oh, how dead, my dear Saville, dead. Englishmen make the best soldiers, citizens, artists and philosophers in the world, but they are the very worst servants. I got the French and Germans for that.
What on earth makes you think that?
The English know they're too good for it.
A good excuse for a bad practice.
Oh, well, listen to me then. A Frenchman doesn't even think. It's all what they're told to do. Their whole system of conduct, in one word, obedience. The English thinks, reasons, forms, opinions, cogitates and disputes. The English think too much. They know they are worth something because they are English, and so they begrudge doing the work. The French and Germans still don't think enough, and so thrive at it.
You travel posh people have a lot of strange ideas.
I haven't travelled since I was 18, okay? We went to Italy, where the sole business was to study. Music. And we yielded to the fascination and grew enthusiasts in the chase and science. We travelled over France and the whole kingdom making ornaments and inventing fashion. And then I come back to England and found the nation intent on the most important of all things. Politics, commerce, war. We're doing things and the Italians, the French, the Germans even, are just doing liberal arts.
You always had a way of making your faults be seen in a good light. I can't help but love you. How are you?
Fine, yeah? You?
You know.
Yeah, exactly. I saw Miss Hardy this morning. I had the honour of a tete-a-tete and the documents were ready and with the blessing of Mr. Hardy, we met to sign the deal.
You don't seem excited. How did you feel when you first saw her?
Nothing, really. She's a fine girl, as fine as looks go, but...
But what?
She's only fine. Like, lovely complexion, shape, features, but nothing more.
Is that not enough? I would jump at that. The trouble romantically I'm having...
And that's terrible, Saville. Don't wallow, it's not good. She should have spirit. Fire. L'enjeu. That... Something, that, nothing, which everybody feels and which nobody can describe in the irresistible charmers of Italy and France.
Thank God I never travelled. I would never have lost my love of English girls. No matter how many bells of Versailles and Florence you throws at me, I'm having trouble meeting one mind.
You have no taste. English beauty. They have no zest, mate, no poignancy, nothing. I have known a French woman indebted to nature for no one thing but a pair of decent peepers, and she can entice counts, dukes, marquises and little so-and-sos and would satisfy any man in England. I have seen Italian beauties make 10 men fall in love with them just from walking to the shops.
And Miss Hardy has none of it?
If she has, she is hiding it. I was in the room 30 minutes and I didn't even see the colour of her eyes. Every attempt to draw her into conversation felt embarrassing and was so awkward I veered into the news with her dad.
Poor woman. With only beauty and modesty, she's condemned not to be loved. Maybe I should have her. I'm feeling quite low at the moment.
Yeah, I don't hate her. I'm honourable, I'm going to marry her.
She's probably as indifferent as you.
Oh, really? Okay, okay. How are you feeling about Touchwood with your Lady Frances?
Oh, fine. I never had hope and Sir George is worthy of her. I mean, yes, I'm fine, fine, fine. Absolutely fine, fine. Yes, I'm
See the English. Best philosophers in the world.
I hope I'm not keeping you on your way out.
You are, actually, sorry. Dinner at the RD's and then going to the masquerade this evening. Breakfast with me tomorrow. Travelling has not put me off my old friends.
No, hasn't changed you at all.
True. There I plead guilty. I have never met anyone who I could call friend that was not born beneath a British sky. Well, I need to get dressed. So glad you're doing so well. Bye.
He didn't even ask me how I was really feeling. Just talking about how clever he is. Maybe I wanted to come and talk about Lady Frances. Maybe I'm on the brink of suicide. Maybe I'm cripplingly lonely. That's what friends are for. But men are bad at that. And posh men are even worse. I hope he's happy with his beautiful woman. That's not enough. I'm not. And I have nobody to talk about it with. Oh well. To continue.